I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
You are listening to the National Obsession, a National League football podcast with me, Charlie Baker, and John Cadogan.
Hello. Hello. Oh, is he stuck?
When did you add all those N's to your name, John?
I thought because we're on hitting this over the internet that you got stuck. I thought it was like, you know, he crashed. Control Alt Delete.
No. It's just I didn't know you just added some N's to the end of your name, which
is a nice idea. I did that by deep poll.
Oh, you've got to stand out now in the media.
You have, really.
And that's what you've done. This podcast has the most ends of any podcast.
Logistically, it makes life a bit of a nightmare. Signing your name, for example, takes about 10 times longer than it used to. But
yeah, when you're in the bank signing a check because you live in 1986.
Yeah, I only pay by check.
They go, okay, thank you, Mr. Cadogan, for signing that. Hold on a second. Hold on.
I'm nearly there.
Still going. And that's it. Thank you very much.
But, you know, I think in the long term, it's worth it.
Hey, John, it was the FA Cup Saturday. And of course, the team that we both support, but this podcast is in no way about, got through versus Boreham Wood.
You did? Yeah, beat Boreham Wood.
And guess where I'm playing live this Saturday night, John?
Hey, I'm guessing Boreham Wood. Yeah, okay, right, yes. Oh, okay.
I think even at the football club. It's exciting,
really?
Isn't it?
Is it actually there?
I think so. Yeah, I might wear my last season's promotion shirt.
My Liam Davis away shirt.
I'm half expecting to see Guy Nabuyu there.
He's never left. Settled down in Boreham Woods.
That's where we left him, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty much absolutely where he left it. That's an old place for a comedy night.
John, they've paid the fee. I'm going to turn up.
Yeah, well,
that's how it works. Yeah, have you reached the required amount of money? Yes, I have. Here I am.
Hello, boys.
Right, come on, John. What's coming up in the podcast?
So yeah, I mean, it's a busy old week. Like I say, it's an FA Cup week. So we'll round up what happened in the final qualifying round of the FA Cup. Lots of new teams, new names, new fun. National Obsession. It's our new slogan.
New names, new fun. That'll be when we get sacked. When we get sacked off the National Obsession podcast for doing too much swearing last week.
Yeah, that was a bit swearing. Sorry about that.
It was too much swearing last week. When we get sacked, and next year you have like some really cool guys doing it.
Jeff
new names,
Brazier.
New fun.
Got his eye on this gig, I think.
Yeah, yes, Jeff Brazier.
Watch it, Brazier. Mark your card.
I'll tell you what, I was next to Jeff Brazier the other day. Very warm next to him. Warms you up on a cold night.
We've got a big interview. And I mean, it's a big interview in more ways than one, both metaphorically and literally. Because it is a big interview with a very big man, Richard Osman from Pointless. Oh, Fulham fan.
Pointless.
A lovely man.
People have been saying this podcast is pointless for 3 years now.
So better go straight to the source. Find out. Pointless answer. I think we're going to hear from. We've brought back a few things in the last few weeks that have gone by the wayside. Roger John McClark reappeared last week. Non-league Ray reappeared. I think it's only time that we hear Alan Bennett's non-league musings again, because it's been
a
little while.
We haven't had Mallon for a while.
It's been a while from Mallon. He's obviously been away writing, but he watched the FA Cup draw on Monday, so he'll have a few thoughts about that.
Smashing.
Talkie Corner.
Hashtag NATP.
NATP. And we will bring a new FOF game to the table.
Of course.
The completion of Hinchcliffe's HGV last week, it's time for Mark Yates Cafe.
Is it not the same Lee as last week then? It's a different Lee.
No, I could appreciate it, and that gets a bit confusing. Pettifer's Cloaks. Oh. This week is Cloak, the next FOF off the rank. Pettifer, unavailable this week.
just subbed on a Lee for a Lee.
We just got another Lee in.
Lee, get yourself warmed up. Like that guy.
Sprinting up and down the touchline. Still, a very valued FOF. FOF 13.
Come on, John. Remember the FOFs. People get annoyed that we don't.
I do.
Come on, then. Give us the news roundup, John.
Right, well, let's go back to Saturday. And we're going to just hone in, really, on the non-league representation in the FA Cup fourth qualifying round. Potter's Bar, really one of the stars of the show from Saturday, managed to get a 1-1 draw with Barnet with a 101st-minute equaliser. There was a substantial amount of added-on time in which they got an equaliser. Sadly, they played the replay on Tuesday night and they didn't quite manage to squeak through. Barnet won that 3-1, but still Barnet, excellent work from Potter's Bar.
Did you see Barnet almost did what I call a Wolverhampton Wanderers in the Sherpa Van Trophy, which was Barnet were on about who they were going to get in the next round before they played the replay.
I don't know if you know the story of this,
that Wolverhampton Wanderers, when they played Torquay United in the Sherpa Van Trophy semi-final, and I think they were 2-0 up, I'm doing this off memory now, 2-0 up from the first leg. And they were like a lot better than us. We know we're talking Steve Bull, Andy Mutch, the classic. They booked their accommodation and everything for Wembley before they played the second leg. The girls went up there, bang, beat them, go into Wembley. And that was always held up as you've done the team talk for them.
NATP, so, by the way.
In
NATP.
Many ways, not a talkie podcast, but in many ways, that is what Barnet nearly did with Potter's Bar.
Absolutely. Peterborough Sports, they went up to AFC Fylde on Saturday and got absolutely trounced 6-1. Danny Rowe hat-trick for AFC Fylde.
Well, it's nice he gets a goal finally, isn't it, this season? He gets a goal for Peterborough Sports sent packing.
Chichester, probably the story of the round. They won 2-1 at Bowers and Pitsy. What a great double act they were. Bowers and Pitsy.
I love them. Weren't they fantastic? In the early 80s, weren't they? Early 80s, Bowers and Pitsy.
They were.
They had a Channel 4 pilot. It didn't quite go as well as they want. They just caught that sea change of comedy.
That was it.
When it went from old school to new school, and Bowers was very modern, but Pitsy just hung on to those 70s roots.
They were going to be the next Morecambe and Wise, but no one was interested anymore, were they?
It all fell apart.
End of the double act, really. But yeah, Chichester won 2-1 there. Ryan Salmons scored, obviously leapt like a Bowers and Pitsy though also had this week's poshest player of the week.
Lovely.
Quentin Monville. And that's this week's poshest player of the week. Quentin Monville.
Good. I think you've peaked with that, John.
Do you think that could be the end? That could be the end of posh players. Hello, I'm Quentin Monville.
I don't think you get much posher than a Quentin, do you?
But you don't really. It was Bromley Four, Aldershot 3, or Aldershot rather. A bit of a 7-goal thriller
out of the cup. Out of the cup towards the bottom of the league.
Alders out. Carshalton 2, Dagenham and Redbridge 1. So Carshalton sent Dagenham packing. 85th minute winner there for Carshalton. Dartford got beaten 3-2 by Kingstonian. Kingstonian, the K's, as they're known. Very lazy nickname.
Have they got a ground anymore?
I don't know if their ground's called the K-hole. That would be quite good, really.
Yes, I like that. Yes.
Kingstonian had 2-2 Henriquez on the bench. Obviously, the Archbishop, he's known as. Ebbsfleet 1, Woking 1. Woking
don't,
got a...
don't stop. Don't stop and wait for okay, more than, yes, that was good. I liked it.
For laughter. Pause for laughter. Woking got a jammy last-minute penalty, drew 1-1 at Ebbsfleet, but it didn't Ooh. Matter. It did Ooh. Not matter because on Tuesday night in the replay, Ebbsfleet went to Woking, 1-0. See you later, out of the cup.
And what did you say on Twitter, John?
Well, the things that have happened since Woking last won again. The last won a game on August the 31st. Home to Barrow. Things that have happened since then. Boris Johnson was still trying to prorogue Parliament. That was still legal. Thomas Cook was still flying people to Alicante. Robert Mugabe was still alive. Oh, all God. Those things happened. Still existing the last time
Seems
Woking
a long
won a
time.
Game.
That's the summer holidays, John.
I know. They have not won in 11 games.
Oh, I love it. Do you? I think Dowson. Furious. Dowson
trashed his porter cabin after the game. Just smashed it to pieces.
Smashing it up.
Wealdstone got a 1-1 draw at Maidenhead. Wealdstone had Aston Oxborough in goal, which I thought was a charming village in the Cotswolds. I'm pretty sure it is. I did go to replay that one, and Maidenhead won 2-0 at Wealdstone. Nantwich beat National League North Kings Lynn 1-0. Nantwich, known as the Dabbers.
Are they?
The Dabbers.
The Dabbers. Nantwich. Is that when your nan... finally pops off. Is she dead? Oh, she's twitched.
They also
Why are they the Dabbers? Was that like a... Oh, is that because they like bingo? Is that because Nan's like bingo? And at bingo, you use a dabber.
Dabbers is a reference to the town's tanning industry.
Oh, what? Leather, I'm assuming. Yeah, not, yeah, yeah. Not like a load of UV lights.
Yeah, no, leather tanning. They also had Valdemar Shoesboo up front. Obviously.
Come on.
I just thought you could call him Lord Valdemar, but in a sort of Harry
Lord Potter, Valdemar, Harry yes, Potter that's very reference. Good, John. If you were in Harry Potter, John, what house do you think you'd be? Because I think I'd be Slytherin.
You'd be Slytherin? Oh, I could see that.
I think so, yeah.
A scheming Slytherin. Oh, I think I'd be Gryffindor. Everyone says that.
What do you think? Not 100... Hufflepuff, John.
Nah, no.
That's the worst one, isn't it?
It's the worst one,
Hufflepuff.
Nantwich beat, back to the point, Nantwich beat Kings Lynn 1-0. Kings Lynn, whilst on the subject of nicknames, are called the Linnets.
Must be
that. And they also had Michael Gash playing for them, but perhaps less said about that,
come
the better.
On, let's leave that out.
Very much less said about that, the better. Notts County 2, Belper 1, heroic effort from the Nailers. Danny Gordon's early Thunderbolt put them ahead in front of 1,700 fans, but Notts County.
Come on, you Nailers. What a goal that was as well, John.
A really good
what
goal.
What a goal. Great goal. Cracker.
And then Tuesday night, so a few of those replays. Barnet beat Potter's Bar. Billericay, they drew at Sutton on the weekend and they beat them 5-2 in the replay at home.
Yeah.
Eastleigh beat Welling. Poole lost to Hayes and Yedding. As I said, Maidenhead beat Wealdstone.
So
and
many teams,
Wrexham
isn't it, John?
Beat Chesterfield.
Oh, God.
So, I mean, in terms of the highlights from the draw, any particular games that you picked out looking forward to? I mean, obviously, Chichester got the bye.
Torquay beat Maidstone.
Yeah. Dulwich Hamlet got Carlisle at home, which they seemed quite kind of unreasonably happy about. I mean, it's only Carlisle lads, but I mean, obviously, it's good for them. Dulwich, Maldon and Tiptree going to Leighton Orient. They seem pretty happy with that on the TV as well.
Can't believe people love all these rubbish team. I mean, they're not rubbish, obviously.
Definitely not rubbish. Your team is...
Oh, but do you know what else, John? It's such a hard game. People are really good at football. I played last night, first time in ages.
Oh, really?
Just in training with my son's under-13s team. And I was really, really awful. Scored an own goal. Scored a proper goal as well. Did score a proper goal. Arrived late and volleyed in the back post against that 12-year-old keeper. Get it! save that! It's like I'm not a professional footballer, which I still can't believe. Can you believe you're not one, John?
Well, yes, frankly. Yes, I can. I think my goal record over the years probably backs that up.
I think I'm going to have to give up on the dream.
I still maintain that I could, you know, like in American football where they sub on a different team for different... I could come on as a specialist penalty kick taker. I've got 100% record.
Nice.
Never missed a penalty.
Have you?
Yeah.
I've always thought ideal situation for me because I'm quite lucky, you know. I'm quite like, stuff just like will happen. Like, I think it's not going to happen and then it will happen. I always think, bring me on 2 minutes to go in a relegation scrap. I would definitely shin one in.
You'll get a goal. You'll find something.
I would definitely shin one in from a corner. 100%. I'd find it. Just bang in off my knee or something. Yes! I'm offering that service
up. When we played that one game of cricket we played together, you were the strike bowler of the team. We brought you on, not expecting a great deal.
John, do you see what I mean? Not the best player, am I? But I make sheer will. This is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
You are listening to the National Obsession, and it's time for the big interview. Who is it, John?
The big interview. Well, as we said earlier, big by name, big by nature. I don't know how that works. It's Richard Osman, Fulham fan, broadcaster, host of Pointless, and lovely man. It's our big interview this week.
What is the most pointless football game I have ever been to? I would say, certainly now we're in the Championship, any game ever in the Carabao Cup. Have you got good feet for a big man? No, terrible. Genuinely terrible feet for a big man. I've got a terrible head for a big man as well. I don't think you want me anywhere near your football team. I'd be a terrible goalkeeper, even though I'm massive because I can't dive. I'd be a terrible striker because I'm scared of heading the ball. And my feet, despite being size 14, are terrible. Craven Cottage or Chicken Cottage? Man, now you're asking. I mean, listen, there's a Chicken Cottage on Fulham Broadway, so I'm going to say both. I'm going to say Craven, then Chicken. That's where I'm going. Winning an Emmy or Fulham winning the Premier League is a very, very easy one. This is a pointless. We've never won anything. We've lost the TV Choice Award about 12 times. So I don't really care about an Emmy. I'm certainly never going to win one. But Fulham winning the Premier League would, of course, be the greatest thing that has ever happened. Cup of tea whilst watching Pointless or cup of tea at halftime at Fulham? Well, for me, I would say cup of tea at halftime at Fulham because the thing about watching Pointless is I've already seen it because I was on it. I was there when it was recorded. That's a little secret of telly. I know what happens. But a cup of tea at halftime at Fulham, there's nothing better than that, is there? I mean, unless you support every other football team, in which case, of course, there is. I'm Richard Osman, on the ice.
The National Obsession.
You're listening to the National Obsession. Now, we haven't heard from recently from someone we know is a huge A, National Obsession fan, and B, National League football fan. And that is the one of the best playwrights and poets this country has ever produced, Alan Bennett.
Regularly
writes for us, John, doesn't he? And I did see recently he did have a play on in the West End, so that's obviously why he's not
He's taken up a lot of his time
on the National League. And I think he sent us in... What's he sent us in, John?
He sent us one of his reminiscences that he likes to call talking headers, and he's been watching the FA Cup draw, the FA Cup first round draw.
Oh, let's hear that then.
I spent Monday watching the FA Cup draw, much like going to bingo with Mother at the Armley Community Centre, only without the sea of blue rinse. 6-9, 69, a favourite of mine. Well, it got a bigger laugh in the audience than I ever got for Beyond the Fringe, which was a sobering thought. Molden and Tiptree. Like Peter and Dudley, Dudley and Peter, Tiptree and Molden. They drew number 22, two little ducks. They get to go to Leighton Orient. Portsmouth get to go to Harrogate, the lucky blighters, with a visit to Betty's tea room, and if they're lucky, one of her toasted crumpets. Altrincham have to travel over the Pennines to York, whereas Chichester received a bye, a free pass to the next round. I remember opening 40 years on at the Chichester Festival, wishing we could have taken home 36 grand.
The National Obsession.
You're listening to The National Obsession, and it's time for Talkie Corner!
I know. I know you f***ers. Sort it out for f***ing sake. F***ing rubbish. Run faster, you f***ing f***ers. Referee, you bastard. Are you from f***ing Cornwall?
Yeah, very sweary. But are we pleased, John, because we're through to the first round of the FA Cup.
We're
always
through.
Exciting.
It's always good, isn't it? I fancy this year. We're going on a run.
Love the FA Cup. Fancy. I really fancy it this time. I'm going to go as well. You can't go.
I can't.
Go.
I'm away that weekend, sadly.
I'm going to the 3G disappointment. Very exciting. But also, John, three huge games coming up. Barrow, Wrexham at home, both at Playmore.
Yeah.
And then Halifax away. Barrow and if we can win, if we can
really
get
fancy
six,
Barrow
between,
and Wrexham, yeah.
If we get between 4 and 6 points, I fancy us beating Barrow all day long.
You know, we shall see. But yes, a very good result on the weekend. All seemed a bit too easy at one point. We're 3-1 up. Andrews, Whitfield, Jamie Reid with a cracker. It was all getting a little bit easy. And then an own goal from Cundy. Robbie David Cundy, coached by Aaron Downs. That's my new little
John,
song for Robbie, Cundy.
That's going to deserve maybe the full treatment, John. We'll
it should
see
do.
If Gary Manilow's around for that. Or,
maybe Gary Carpenter.
Gary Carpenter.
You've also got to know that Robbie Cundy's middle name is David, which I don't think anybody really knows. I didn't,
brilliant.
Truth be told.
Brilliant, John.
But yes, own goal from him sort of made me a bit nervous, 3-2, but no, got over the line. And yeah, Maidstone away.
What good goals. What a goal from Reedy. And what
and
a
Andrews,
goal from
Andrews'
Jake
goal
Andrews.
Was really good as well, yeah.
I think we'll beat Barrow, and I think we will get a draw or a win against Wrexham, and then I think we will struggle away at Halifax. But you know that meme where it's the lad with his arm around a girl and looking back behind himself, looking at, I think it's a little bit like that with us, with Liam Davis and shirt sponsorship of Whitfield.
Yes, I think he's taken over really in our...
I mean, we love Liam, of course, but you know.
I tell you what the key was to Saturday's win as well. And I'd like to transport you back to Saturday morning a knock on my front door at about quarter to nine. Knock on the door. There it is. And I just got a good feeling about this knock at the door.
Yeah.
You know, I just thought I shouldn't ignore it. I'm going to go and answer it. I didn't really have time to dress. I managed to put a T-shirt on, but I still had my boxer shorts on. And so I had to sort of stand behind the door and then lean round the door.
Lovely,
to the
all
postman.
Done that. So the postman doesn't get a you flash of the old
I handed me a parcel and I thought something really exciting is inside this parcel. And sure enough, it was the navy blue Torquay United third kit.
Oh, is there anything nicer to receive than that, John? I can't imagine. I think it's because I watched the Champions.
But I was
going to
say that
and
the fact you've been watching Champions.
Because you kindly lent me that DVD and I haven't been able to watch it because it is 4 hours long. But the amount of pastoral care and education that Gary gives those players is absolutely amazing. It's just brilliant. So he's very like Dumbledore, John. It's a brilliant DVD. And
Malfoy, etc. Slytherin, is it? Gary Johnson being Dumbledore. Slytherin.
Slytherin, is it?
Oh, sorry.
Expelliarmus, is it?
Expelliarmus, Wingardium, etc.
Is he? I think we'll beat Barrow. I'm going to say 4-1, John.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
There it is. A 4-1.
You're very rarely, very, very, very rarely wrong.
Idiots. Right. That's it. That's Talkie Corner.
The National Obsession.
It's the National Obsession, and it's time for Letters from a Listener.
There you go.
A letter from a listener.
What an
any letters, John? Well, I know there are letters because you played the jingle.
I did play the jingle.
It's not a Ray Charles week.
Not a Ray week. We start with Tobias Ashton, Tibbs, over there in County Kildare.
Hello, Tibbs. Thank you for all your texts. He texts all the time.
Yes,
he's a good lad.
Yeah, good to hear from Tibbs. He says, hello, gents. As the world's premier National League, not Torquay podcast, where would you recommend as the best venue for an away trip for, to pick a random example, a Torquay fan in 2020? Looking for atmosphere, scruffy non-league edges, and hashtag ales.
Oh, yeah.
Hashtag ales
is good. Very good.
That's
it's
Paul
a good one, isn't
Hall
it?
For now. Paul Hall for now. It kind of works. Paul, cheers,
Paul
Tibbs.
Paul Hall for now.
That's Paul Hall for now.
I'm going to look now at the...
So where would we recommend?
Harrogate.
It's got to be Harrogate, so isn't it?
That wouldn't be... Harrogate would be great for beer as well. That would be great. It's a great place, Harrogate.
And tea. Great for tea. Hashtag tea.
Or Fylde, John, isn't it? Fylde up there on the coast. Beautiful. We're going to try and go there, aren't we, John, this year? That's one of our ones.
Are we? It's so far away.
It's a long way, John, but you've got to go for it. I would suggest Harrogate or Fylde because, A, a long way away, but not if you're flying anyway. So you fly to Leeds Airport, go to Harrogate. Beautiful. You'll have a brilliant time. Tibbs has sent how many letters, John?
Tibbs has sent one.
Two. One letter and about 55.
Yeah.
A lot of texts.
Are we making him?
Which makes me think, Jugunk.
Cudgeons.
Foff number
26 or 7?
Something. 20-something.
Well, we had Sam Drew as 25. I think someone else became 26. I think Tibbs is 27, but I'll consult.
Jugunk.
Cudgeons.
27. Tibbs. There we are. Lovely.
Well done, Tibbs.
Any other letters, John?
Yes, we also have a letter from Pete Garley, young man, YouTube.
Young man who was, of course, got defeated the other day by Hinchcliffe's HGV.
No, that's Nick Garley.
This is Pete Garley. This is his son.
This is his son. Yeah. And they stopped at Trowell Services the other day, I saw.
Oh,
they tweeted us.
What a lovely choice. The best choice.
They made it to the spiritual home.
Some say the only choice, John.
Pete Garley says, looks like a tough cup draw for Northampton. Chippenham Town or the National League South. Wouldn't even want to work out how many leagues above League Two that is, but I can't wait to visit a big stadium fit for the big leagues. It'll be a miracle if we see round two on the ice, Pete.
Give you a little bit of warning there. It's very hot.
Well, it was.
Very hot at Chippenham.
It was when you went.
I know, but, you know, that's my experience of it.
Okay.
Very, very hot. Very, very hot. Bone dry ground. Very, very hot, although you're one of the youngest players in your team will score a headed goal at the back post. So
it looked like a bit of a dump.
That's my experience of Chippenham, John.
Yeah, well, you can only go on what you see.
Good pub, though. Oh, there's a good pub there by the train station. Really good pub. Find the pub nearest the train station. Really, really good.
There you go. Thanks, Pete, for four. And finally, Liam Connolly says, on the ice, my...
On the ice, Liam?
On the ice, my National League Famalam.
Never been called that before.
I must admit I've been wanting to write to you boys again with some urgency since hearing that Charlie was now an avid Belper Town supporter.
Come on, you Nailers.
Belper Town.
Nailers for life.
Belper Town was one of the first non-league teams I ever saw play. They played FC United back when FC didn't have a home ground of their own and was playing in what I believe was the Glossop area. Belper brought a huge following of 4 fans.
Yes.
Where did they find that extra 1,696? And they went 2-0 up, only to be pinned back 2-2, much to the delight of the swarms of FC fans who outnumbered Belper about 200-1. Does that mean that me and Charlie are now brothers in arms due to our mutual love for Belper? I think so. Mm. On the ice, lads. Much love, for 15, Liam Connolly.
What a loving email. That's
great, isn't it?
Liam. I mean, some would say stepped over the line, but not me, John. I'm all
not
about
you.
Showing your true feelings and showing your emotions,
especially
as a man, because you can really suck it all in sometimes, and that's no good for you. Let it out. Let it all out, John. Thank you, Liam.
Thank you, mate.
Belper, Nailers forever. Nailers for life. Any more letters, John?
That's your lot.
Hey, thanks for the letters. We so appreciate it, especially after last week's dry week.
You've stepped forward in your numbers.
Do get in touch. We're on Twitter at NatObsPod. We're on Instagram, John. We don't do much on it, do we?
Yeah, our one post on Instagram. We are at NatObsPod.
At NatObsPod on Instagram. And also, what's the email address, John?
NationalObsession@gmail.com.
Very good. Now, last week we had Lee Pettifer and he defeated Hinchcliffe's HGV. He can't be with us this week due to it being half term. But of course, we have got another Lee to sub in. Everybody's favourite Lee. Sorry, Lee Pettifer. Everybody's favourite Lee, who I've actually met as well. We met at Concord Rangers away. Woohoo! Yep. That was a great day. We're lovely, lovely to welcome to the National Obsession on the ice to you. It's Lee Cloak.
On the ice.
Hello, Lee.
Hello.
Now, what Foff number are you? Not that I've lost track. I just can't remember. Don't tell me you've forgotten as well.
11, somewhere between 10 and 14, I think.
Hold on. Here we go.
God.
I think you're... No, you're 11.
Somewhere between 10 and 14.
You're Foff 11, Lee. I've checked. Foff 11. You're Foff 11. Number 11.
Lee, what have you been doing today? You just said you stepped on a balloon. Why have you stepped on a balloon?
We've been clearing our house out because we're moving soon and the landlord's coming round to check it all out tomorrow to make sure we get our deposit.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Stick all those balloons in the cupboard.
Yeah, they're all in the cupboard for my 30th birthday still.
Oh, hey, Lee, happy birthday. We didn't know it was your birthday.
I mean, unless it was your 30th birthday like several years ago, but that'd just be a bit weird.
Yeah, 30s is really good. I don't think, John, are you not in your 30s yet?
Absolutely not.
I'm not in my 30s either. But Lee, what are you expecting from your 30s?
I'm expecting Torquay to be back in the Football League within that period.
In that decade.
Not that I care about that more than any other of the National League teams, hashtag NETP, of course. And what do you do for a living, Lee?
I'm a coordinator for a healthcare agency. It's not as exciting as it sounds.
What do you have to do? Go, this guy's broken his leg. He needs to go here.
Basically, yeah.
There you go. Charlie, I could do it.
In a nutshell.
Have you heard the games we've been playing? We've had Hinchcliffe's HGV. We've had Alan Dowson's Porter Cabin. What else have we had, John?
Tamplins and Dragons.
Yeah, Tamplins and Dragons,
that's
of course.
That's it, isn't it? Yeah.
So we're going to play a new game this week because obviously Inchcliffe's AGV was completed last week. Dare you play Mark Yates Cafe?
I do, Games Master.
Welcome, Wanderer. I will pass you on to Mr. Yates. Are you there, Mark?
I am here. I'm here in the cafe. Piccolo's in Bewdley. Welcome to the cafe. Enjoy the ambience. Sit yourself down. I'm going to pop into the kitchen for this evening's service, Lee, but I've got a bit of a problem and I hope you can help me out. And by doing so, help me play Mark Yates Cafe. I'm trying to make for my customers this evening a Moroccan lamb tagine, but I can't remember the recipe. So all I need from you is to give me 6, perhaps, of the ingredients, because there's quite a lot of ingredients. Give me 6, help jog me memory, and I'll go and knock you up a lamb tagine. How does that sound?
Yeah, go for it.
A lamb tagine, Lee. Have you ever had such a dish?
Never.
Would you know what makes up such a dish, Lee?
I can think of one of the ingredients.
Over to you, Mr. Yates. Right. Service.
Right, give us that ingredient, Lee. Kick us off. I have a feeling I know what you're going to say, and let me tell you, there's no room for smart Alex in my kitchen, all right?
If anyone says lamb, first off...
That's the one I do know.
Lamb,
right. Shoulder of lamb will do it, I think. Kilogram of lamb shoulder. Right, now what else? Because that's not going to get us very far.
Salt.
Let me just consult my list
here. A pinch of salt. A pinch of salt.
Is not on the list. I mean, I can't see what... I can't see
we
what...
We can
Dane
have
did.
It in. I think it could be in the dish.
Well, you can put it in if you like. I can't see what damage
because
it will do. But
will
then again,
take,
I'm not a chef.
We will take his answer with a pinch of salt.
I'm going to need a slightly better answer from you this time, Lee. What else am I missing?
Chaps.
Chaps I got there. What did you say, mate?
I'm going to go with chutney.
Chutney! What the flipping heck, mate? Where did you train, mate? What restaurant did you train in? I've got my UEFA badges, and I'm telling you, you don't need a chutney and a tagine.
I think he trained at the same place you trained on your Brummy accent, Mark.
That's outrageous, mate.
Chutney, you could have chutney on the side. Lamb, salt,
so.
Chutney.
We're still not getting any further with this bloody tagine.
Lemon.
A lemon, you say? You don't need lemon.
No lemon.
Think of flavour. What's going to give it a bit of basic flavour?
Do you know what a tagine even is, Lee?
I don't, to be honest.
Have you ever been to a cafe, Lee?
Not recently.
What would you put in it to give it a little bit of flavour, mate? Because otherwise it's just a block of lamb, isn't it?
Gravy.
Some flavours.
No, I think you said gravy.
Gravy.
I mean, you have got to put a bit of lamb stock in it, which I suppose is sort of gravy.
That will do. Stock is gravy.
Close enough.
Congratulations. One more go.
A lucky guess. See if you can get us one more, Lee.
I'm struggling a bit here.
Flavour, mate. Flavour.
Mixed herbs.
Mixed herbs. Well, I think what we're learning here is don't go for dinner at Lee's.
I mean, there are herbs in it, but...
And are they mixed, John?
Well, I mean, not technically, no. Lots of different herbs. Lee, much as I'd like to give you that, you're absolutely useless. Get out of my kitchen. You've got no place in here.
Thanks for having me, Mark.
Farewell, Lee Cloak.
Paprika,
farewell, good wanderer. Find another cafe. That's it, John, for another week. Do rate and subscribe.
Yeah, please do.
On Apple. It does help us, push us up the little charts there. We got 50-odd reviews on iTunes.
Yeah, it's lovely.
Most of them are 5 stars, which is very kind. More annoyance and utterances and silliness next week from us at the National Obsession on the ice.
On the ice, N-A-T-P.
N-A-T-P.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.